shotgun, snap back to throw. Pressure again, sacked again. Olivier Vernon. Team meeting at the quarterback. Back-to-back sacks.
Mama made two pies.
Hand off Elliott. Hit by Vernon, grabbed by Vernon, tackled by Vernon after a gain of a yard and a half. Back to throw, has time, gets hit, gets sacked by Olivier Vernon. Hand off left for Hill. Hit behind the line by Olivier Vernon and slammed down. Roethlisberger back, he's under pressure. Gonna get sacked. Back at the 20-yard line by Olivier Vernon, his second of the ball game. Toss left and the Giants. Vernon slams down Langford.
Heck of a play there by Olivier Vernon at the point of attack.
Under pressure, and he's gonna get sacked back at the 5-yard line by Olivier Vernon.
Good acceleration to the quarterback.
Feels great, baby. Let's keep it going though.
Olivier Vernon having a fantastic season with the New York Giants, tied for first in the NFL with 17 tackles for losses during the regular season. So we put item number 8 up on the board. Our player spotlight is brought to you by Bigelow Tea, family tea blenders since 1945. And Olivier Vernon joins us here on the program. As we watched that, you said to me, did I make that many plays this year? Yes, you did. You made even more than that. We could have run it longer. Has this season flown by for you?
Too fast, actually. But just trying to enjoy it. Trying to enjoy it as much as I can right now for the most part.
We talk a lot about the moving parts. You were one of the new guys, and Snacks was one of the new guys. JPP was finding his way back in, and then you've got Jackrabbit. A lot of things going on. When did you realize that this defense could be something special?
Just doing OTAs. As far as the biggest key thing, I think, that's been helping us so much is the communication. Mm-hmm. Just the type of guys that we have, you know, especially in the linebacker core. And, just get everybody just on the same page.
You guys are so dominant. You stop the run all the time. When you look at the film, you see number 88 in the backfield. Do you guys think like, oh, I can't wait to get a little piece of a little receiver back there? Like, what's going on with that?
Man, he's taking it in stride, man. He's been making plays, you know, the last few weeks. He's been busting big runs. You know, he's a little guy, but he runs hard. He runs hard. He's able to break away tackles and make big plays. So, you know, being able to come into the game, stop the run, you know, that's one of the biggest things, especially with an explosive offense that they have.
Aaron Rodgers gets the ball out of his hands a lot of times really fast. What is the key to getting pressure on him and just trying to contain him?
You got to respect his elusiveness, you know, being able to make plays with his legs and, you know, with his arm. But at the same time, you can't be afraid of rush. You got to get after it and, be able to just know where your teammates are going to be at and just play off each other.
Have they changed what they've done in their running game since you last played against them? Because they ran for .147 in the first meeting. Have they changed schematically or is it just 88s running what they were running?
88, he's basically running. You know, they had Eddie Lacy before with that power run game. But right now, 88, he's just doing a heck of a job running the ball, finding lanes, and being able to make something out of nothing. And he's doing a good job.
You guys have done a pretty good job against the run. And you are keeping people out of the end zone better than anybody else in the league right now. What has been the mentality when teams start to move the ball on you, especially and they get close to the red zone?
Don't let them score.
Simple as that, huh?
Yeah, don't let them score. It's been many situations we've been, you know, back against the wall. And, it's just something that you can see in all the guys' eyes when you're out there on the field that, we're not letting them get across that white line and breaking that plane. So, just being consistent. Being consistent, keeping that, and keeping it rolling throughout the weeks, it's been helping us a whole lot.
I'm sure they're asking you guys a lot about this. It's the playoffs. What's different for this defense? What's different for this team?
Everybody talks about. This is my first time being in the playoffs, so everybody talks about. From what I used to hear, the intensity gets a little bit higher. You know, things get much faster. But I think everybody on the team pretty much ready to embrace that. It's just something that we've been looking forward to since OTAs. That's one thing I know coming into the building, guys were talking about postseason. And, the main thing we had to do is get the job done during the season to get to where we at right now. And the formula for that was just sticking to what we have, who's ahead of us, and Green Bay is who we got. That's who we're sticking with, and see what we can do.
Is it satisfying for you to, you had to make a decision, a business decision in the offseason. You chose to come to the New York Giants. And not only did you have success individually, but now you're part of team success with this team getting in the playoffs. Could you have drawn it up any better than this, other than ending with a Lombardi trophy?
Man, I came here for a reason, man. I came here for a reason. That was to win games. And, I knew my best chances were coming here and playing for the Big Blue. And, a lot of guys that I'm playing with right now, the contribution that these guys are adding and being able to just be out there and everybody just playing together, I feel like it's something different. I felt it walking into the building, and I remember our first meeting, but just with all the guys going through walkthroughs, it just felt a little differently. And, just carried on throughout the season. And we're here now.
Best of luck on Sunday.
Thank you.